We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yowza! Yowza wowza! Crank it. If I get a little eye roll out of Greg, I know I'm on the right track. It is 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome to the show, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And it is also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, Paul and the whole gang.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get double your trash back if you're unhappy.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's... Then you don't have to worry about mowing your lawn after that.
And Holly right will definitely send that that big roll off to your front lawn, I'm telling you. She'd do it, too.
Former President Barry Obama. King Barry.
Yeah.
Still behind the scenes pulling some strings, I bet, huh? Used a Passover message on Monday. Hey, Passover message Monday? Yeah, because it was the beginning of Passover.
Why is he doing it?
That's nice. Okay. Well, I...
Just asking.
Well, why was he doing it? Because
he's
such an excellent orator that he found a way to work Palestinians into the Jewish holiday.
What?
Yeah. What? He called for empathy for those suffering in Israel and Gaza and for solidarity with people of all religions.
Okay.
Obama's equivocation obscured the fact that the Palestinian terrorists continue to hold 133 Israeli hostages. He failed, in fact, to mention the hostages, instead saying that people should, quote, remember everyone who is unable to celebrate the holiday with their loved ones, unquote.
Okay.
He also failed to mention the ongoing wave of anti-Semitism on college campuses and in Democrat-run cities, saying that, quote, people of all religions deserve to feel safe and secure, unquote, wherever they are. Okay. Obama also botched the meaning of the Passover holiday, which is not about resilience, redemption, and renewal, but specifically about freedom. The freedom of the Israelite slaves who are liberated in the Exodus from Egypt.
Well, now, so you got that totally wrong.
Like hostages and anti-Semitism, the word freedom also did not appear in Obama's message. He also neglected the fact that for many Jews, the freedom of the hostages, many of whom are slaves, is a major Passover theme. Obama initially supported Israel unequivocally after Hamas started the war with its terror attack on October 7th, after pressure from left-wing activists, and before Israel had entered Gaza. Then he backtracked and began to equivocate. Yeah, so King Barry.
I don't know that I would really much look to Obama for any religious or spiritual leadership. I'm just probably not the first person on my list. No.
I'm just thinking out loud here.
Okay.
Obama and some of his relatives need to get together with Biden and his relatives.
Uh-huh.
That way, when somebody, you know, crash lands near New Guinea, they'll eat dog.
Instead, yeah. I like that. I like that.
You like that one?
I do.
Did anybody forget that Obama ate dog with his dad in Kenya?
Kenya? Oh, you mean his...
Dad?
No, I mean Kenya, his home country.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean what his birth certificate doesn't say?
Well, yeah, that one.
All right. Just now behave. for just a minute.
All I know is I remember how proud they were when he started making national attention, and they were just talking about how proud they were to have a local boy do good. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm seeing more and more buttons. I'm wondering, I think it's a Democrat candidate, but you don't hear. Yeah. You hear about, you know, RFK Jr.
Right.
You hear about him.
Yeah.
But you never hear about I Like Mike.
Oh.
You know?
It's true. That's true. Maybe they're not a fan of Mike so much anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, just think that...
she's not even proud of America and all that stuff. You know,
so. Well... Could be.
Yeah.
Soon. Mm. What does Governor DeSantis say about these foreign students that are acting up on college campuses? Well, he was pretty blunt. He said they should have their visas canceled if they're engaging anti-Semitic protest. The governor put this out on Monday, adding that U.S. students who are doing the same should be expelled from colleges and universities. Discussing the pro-terror, pro-Palestinian demonstrations at various U.S. campuses across the country, DeSantis said he believes the Justice Department should be involved going to those universities. What? The same Justice Department that is still trying to find January 6th participants? Huh? That DOJ? You know they're not going to do anything. He says this is unacceptable to have this type of anti-Semitism where it's not just bad speech. They're really targeting Jewish students. It's a hostile environment, and it violates the civil rights of those students. And these universities, they just aren't willing to do what needs to be done. Noting that Florida State universities have a code of conduct granting the right to protest, but not the right to harass other people. If you don't have a right to put a target on someone's back based on their religion or ethnicity, and if you're doing those things, you're going to be shown the door. I think the students, if they're foreign students on visas, they should have their visas canceled, and they should be sent home. Yeah, I agree. The minute there's repercussions, you'll start to see a change in the behavior. And so I think what's going on up there, it's disgraceful. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a bunch of them get arrested and processed. And maybe they weren't involved in anything illegal. Mm-hmm. But my point would be, let's find out a little something about these students. Are they being paid? Are they really students of the school? Are they masquerading as students of the school?
That's
activity? Part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Association?
Rent-a-mob.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real.
Sure, it is.
And, you know, the cause du jour, and there are people, that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are like trust fund babies or, you know, whatever, and they'll fly from city to city and go to the latest rally, so to speak.
Well, how about process that actually prosecute you for something?
Well, if they've crossed that line a peaceful protest, certainly.
But how many times do we see they just... No matter what you do, you just get put back on the street.
Well, that's because, you know, they're left of center.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're on the right, you know, they're going to go to prison for a long time.
You'll sit there for a year just waiting to see if you're going to be guilty.
But if you're on the left, heck, you can burn down federal buildings, police stations, as we saw Seattle, Portland. I mean, there weren't any real arrests from all that and the looting that was part of it. Nah.
No.
I don't know what it is. I was just all of a sudden in the mood for macaroni and cheese, and then I remembered why.
Really?
Well, because I have a Robert Kraft story.
Oh.
He is rich, I don't think he actually owns Kraft.
But he is doing okay.
Okay.
He's doing all right, yeah.
He has announced, this is the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, he's announced that he is cutting Columbia University off and will no longer be donating to the school because of the anti-Semitism and hate school officials have allowed to flourish on campus. Ooh.
Wow.
When the donors get upset and pull the big bucks, watch.
Uh-huh.
Watch how all of a sudden the administration is like, squealing on the brakes and hitting reverse. Harder than Jim Rockford trying to get away from the bad guys.
Ooh, J-turn.
Yeah. The billionaire NFL owner noted that he's thankful that Columbia helped him start his adult life with opportunities it offered him so many years ago. Still, now the university is no longer an institution he recognizes. It was through the full academic scholarship Columbia gave me that I was able to attend college and really get to start my life. And for that, I've been tremendously grateful. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can tell. I mean, he's hurt by it.
He's not happy.
I'm deeply saddened at the virulent hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I'm no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff, and I'm not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yep. When good people, stand back and do and say nothing, bad things happen. But he is standing up, he's speaking, and he's speaking with his wallet. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if him and Belichick could just patch things up.
Oh, there you go.
8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. A lot more to talk about. Oh. Don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Hannity.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. I'd give you all a big hug if I could reach it. There we go.
Aww.
Feel better now?
Yeah.
I'm serious. The human touch is a very important component to to your health.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
So hug somebody today. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
don't get
ask
arrested.
Permission
well,
first.
Yeah,
don't. Yeah, just
yeah.
go up to people. That's
random people.
Kind of weird these
yeah.
days. Mm-hmm. 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Gainesville and the bus system, that's coming up. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, by the way. So, representatives from the city of Gainesville and the University of Florida met yesterday trying to negotiate who's going to pay what for RTS, for the bus service. Last month, the university proposed a nearly 50% reduction in its funding when the contract expires in June, and only agreeing to a month-to-month deal moving forward at about half of what they were spending, about 40% less anyway, for sure. Now, the Gainesville leaders claim that 68% of RTS riders are affiliated with the university, and reducing its funding from 48 to 25% isn't sustainable. Well, and they both offered their different formulas for cost per rider and all that, but they said that the meeting was productive, and they agreed to continue talk, so hopefully...
Yeah,
they'll be able to figure that out, and that is one of your top local stories for sure. And one of your top stories overall is former President Trump back in the courtroom in about an hour, I believe.
You could just say that every day.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Seriously.
Yeah, I guess I would. This supposedly some of the actions will have to do with a gag order. And Alvin Bragg will be kind of petitioning the judge, to slap Trump down and try to hurt him any way they can. Mm-hmm. I just don't see how. I think you've got some constitutional issues there, and you have election interference rules, too. You're telling a candidate they can't talk? And of course they should be able to talk about the case at hand because sure. they're trying to defend themselves against the government. I mean, you don't want the government to have the upper hand.
Right.
Because then it's no longer the government by and for and of the people. Now it's its own entity. It's its own powerful, which it's, yes, it is pretty much morphed into that. Well, we need to re-engage in some checks and balances and stuff. We've seen, you know, FBI get out of line, DOJ out of line. You've got, you know, members that are part of the CIA and other intelligence agencies out of line. It's not good.
Well, if you're being prosecuted in the public square, shouldn't you be able to defend yourself in the public square? I mean, seriously?
Yeah, and it's funny because that Cohen attorney of his that is, you know, pivotal to this case, he was making the rounds. Mm-hmm. He was going out spouting whatever he wanted. Yeah, yeah, it's clearly it's not right. Lefty sports columnist Mike Freeman took to the pages of USA Today on Monday to complain that basketball star Caitlin Clark got a shoe deal after she ended her college basketball career and headed into the WNBA. You don't have to be a sports fan at all. You don't have to be a college basketball fan. You don't have to be a college basketball fan of the women playing. Everybody knows who Caitlin Clark is.
Yeah.
She broke all kinds of records. She's a superstar.
Amazing. Amazing.
Clark's expected to earn her own signature shoe deal. CNN, for instance, reported on Monday that Nike is preparing to offer the Iowa women's basketball star a shoe deal worth up to $28 million over 8 years.
Nice. But again, she deserves it. She just, you're right, breaking records right and left, just, man, kicking butt up and down the court.
But no, this guy, Mike Freeman, he had to turn it into a race thing.
Really?
Yeah, to Freeman, this is an insult to black players. In his editorial on Monday, Freeman goes on the attack, writing, In a majority black league, there are currently no black players with signature shoes. If she does, Freeman writes of Clark's pending shoe deal, Clark would join only three other WNBA players with signature shoes, Breanna Stewart, Elena Del Don, and Sabrina Ionescu. You may notice a pattern there. What would the pattern be? Those players are all white women. Freeman admits that between 1995 and 2011, every signature shoe coming out of the WNBA belonged to a black woman. But today, there are three WNBA players with a shoe deal. And if Clark gets hers, it'll make four. So what?
They're going to go where the money is. She's the player right now. That's so go where the money is.
You would be a fool not to attempt to sign her to a shoe deal.
Absolutely.
You would be a fool. If you want to play the race card and you think that people are systemically or inherently racist or whatever, well, then you would still go for this white player because don't they comprise a much larger segment of the population than black people do? So just from a business perspective, remember, businesses are in the business of making money, making a profit. The decisions they make should be based on making a profit. They have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders to make a profit.
So if you want to play color, you go for where the customers are.
Right?
I mean, there you go.
That's marketing 101.
Yeah.
You have to identify your customer. And then you have to identify how to reach your customer, how to make a compelling case why that customer needs your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
What an idiot.
I'm so tired of race
being between this dude, Sonny Hostin, Whoopi. It's like everything is not racial, people. It's not.
Naturally, this guy Freeman did not address why it was perfectly fine for diversity, equity, and inclusion that no white female ever had a shoe deal for most of the existence of the WNBA. Yeah, this is a recent phenomenon. And guess what's happening? Their viewership, their support of the league is increasing.
Absolutely.
It's growing. It's a good thing for everyone who is attached to that basketball league regardless of the color of their skin. The color that keeps everything afloat is green, people.
Yes.
Oh. It's just morons like that. How do you get a gig like that, and you can be that ignorant?
Racist.
It's just amazing.
Just downright racist.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we were talking about him.
Yeah.
But not very kindly.
But good for her.
Because he's an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more to talk about. Yeah, more wokey woke stuff coming your way, too, on 97.3 The Sky.
Clay and Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this. A complete loss of hope.
A near sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel's very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It's a mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
Well, I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy would be a little bit.
Talking trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
If you are not outside right now, you need to get your little hiney perpendiculars out there because it is just gorgeous. Doesn't it smell like fresh?
Oh, it is so nice.
It really is.
Notice all yesterday, even middle of the day, the smell of honeysuckle kind of blowing through our neighborhood because it was a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Today's going to be nice.
Enjoy. Another day in paradise. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a cliche. Not around here.
Mm-mm.
You know, mornings are busy. You could start your day and get caught up. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky. There you go. That's all you got to do. So Greg took a call not too long ago from a nice lady that talked about some of these protests that were taking place on college campuses that are pro-Palestinian and anti-Semitic in some cases, and noticed something, and she said, not jumping to any conclusion, just, you know, we see with our eyes, we observe. She says something like, it appears like I'm seeing a presence of more Asians in these protests, within the ranks of the protest. And when Greg told me this off the air just minutes ago, I said, wow, that's interesting, because I was watching a little piece yesterday and I saw the same thing. And I thought to myself, gee, I wonder. Now, again, no tinfoil or anything needed, but we should at least be open to the idea that a lot of this could be by doing the will of those who want to see chaos, disruption, distraction in America. Who would benefit from something like that? Well, certainly China would, and we also know the fact that tens of thousands of Chinese nationals have come across the border, it seems like heavily more recently. You know, in the beginning it was kind of a trickle, but now quite a few, thousands. And, you know, you don't just check out from China. You know, you don't just, you know, hop on a plane, lickety-split. Doesn't work that way. It's a closed nation, okay? Not completely closed off, but closed enough to where you start booking flights and flashing passports, it will be noted. I mean, it'll be noted, okay? So apparently it's with the blessing of the Chinese Communist Party. And you know it's ingrained in their law, I think, going back to 2017 as part of their constitution, that should the Communist Party call on you to perform whatever duties they ask of you, you have to do them. It's not, you know, it's not a you make up your mind whether you want to or not. And it doesn't matter. I mean, the wording is even in there that it doesn't matter where you're living. And now, I don't know. I don't think the threat is actually in print. But the threat is, and if you don't do it, we're going to hurt your family, simply put. That's one of the age-old, you know, threats. Yeah, you're going to do this for us. I'd be a shame if, you know, your wife had an accident, you know, just while going grocery shopping, which we know she goes to the ANP on 16th. You know, then you go, oh, you get
they
that.
Know. They know. Oh, yeah.
That feeling like, ah. Well, that's it. Chinese Communist Party. And remember, individual rights don't matter. It's not like, oh, well, you know, little Susie seems like, you know, such a nice little schoolgirl. It doesn't work that way. It's whatever they think that the party and the country can gain. Whatever your participation is, hey, you're asked and you deliver. So could it be? Could it be that the Chinese Communist Party could be playing a role in this? Could be. It does make you wonder. And I mentioned it earlier. Are these professional protesters rent a mob? And again, that is not like a far-fetched idea. We know it's occurred before. One of the good examples of that was it near Atlanta, I think it was? And they were going to build a jail there. And so all of a sudden, this mob shows up, you know, chaining themselves to trees and everything else. They don't want this construction to go through. And I remember, like, the half a dozen that I saw in the paper that I actually looked into where they had some of their background printed, they all came from wealthy families. These were not ne'er-do-well, no. Can't stand on my own two feet, living off of government subsistence. No. These were kids who grew up with wealth and a silver spoon in their mouth. And that's what they do. That's their gig or whatever. That's their passion. I'm going to go and I'm going to protest. Especially if it's, you know, all left of center stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's what they do. So to think that the Chinese Communist Party could be playing some kind of role in this, or it could be others financing it, others that want to see the disruption. But at the end of the day, it's the college campuses themselves that have to properly police the activities of the students for the safety of all students. Governor DeSantis took a very strong approach right from the very beginning, and there's no issues to be concerned with. Mm-hmm. But in other places, no, they let them get out of hand, and they get what they want, which is they want publicity. It doesn't work for me. In other words, what? I know about your so-called plight.
Right.
Yeah, I know about, you know, your rock throwing and, you know, the people that you elected to be part of your government to hide behind children, literally under schools and hospitals, mm-hmm. while trying to bomb innocent civilians across the border. So protesting that, you might bring attention to it, but if people do their homework, it might not be the attention that you desire. You have a certain version that you've been brainwashed with, and you think you can get other people to get brainwashed as easily.
But looking around us right now, you know how we always talk about, you know, the shiny object. There is so much going on right now. Middle East, Ukraine, bills in Congress, Joe Biden, trials with Trump.
Boys becoming girls. Oh, girls becoming boys.
It's hard to know.
Dogs and cats.
Oh, don't even get me
partying
going.
Together.
Don't even get me going on the dog and the cat thing. But what is the shiny object, and what is it? What's the one that's really going on that they don't want us to think about? That's what we should be concerned about. And do we even know which one it is, or is it something we don't even know about? Because we've got all the stinking shiny objects around us right now.
Well, yeah, you've got, you know, under the Biden administration, they're putting another squeeze on the oil and gas companies. Yeah. These are Alaskan lands that were set aside for oil and gas exploration. Mm-hmm. They've purposefully set aside for that. It was called like petroleum preserve land. And he's not going to allow them to explore to drill on 13 million acres. And it is definitely going to impact the economy of Alaska. And it's going to impact our energy supply, the world's energy supply, but ours here at home.
But we've got billions for solar panels.
Yeah.
Wonder where those are being made.
Well, that's another interesting
thing. Just curious. I don't know.
That company that Obama started, Solyndra.
What is it with the Obama-Biden thing and energy? And they just always seem to be taking us down the wrong road.
I don't know.
But somebody
because,
makes money every time.
You know, that is interesting because affordable, available energy is the backbone, the lifeblood of our nation and our nation's economy and our wealth. It is your natural resources that a country has. And that's one of them. And we have some of the biggest supplies on the earth. And so why wouldn't we use that to our advantage? But instead, we're punishing ourselves while Russia and China and India are polluting like there's no climate issue here. And but we're being played as the fools because even if we are on the right path, maybe, you know, the climate change is a problem. Well, if they don't get on board, we're, you know, doing things into the wind that's, you know, just coming right back on us.
But we saw with Obama, he did his whole putting down the oil industry, driving stock, driving prices down. And then all his friends go in and buy stock. Now, so you're going to tell us that they believe what they tell us? No. Any more than Obama and his homes on the water? No, it's not. No.
It's exactly right. That comes from a president who touted climate change. We're all going to be underwater. Listen to Al Gore. And he bought two very expensive pieces of property at about 4 feet above sea level.
But he believes in climate change. No, he doesn't.
These people are full of malarkey. And they taste like malarkey.
So Joe's uncle.
Ask anybody from New Guinea, they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
8:45. I feel sorry for the people that live there. I do.
I know. It's sad.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, so much more to talk about, including girls said enough is enough. The shot put that caused them all to walk out. Details on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Lots of stuff in the news. Some gator wrangling going on. We got that. That's coming up. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. All right. So, recent WNBA draft pick Angel Reese calling for young women to be protected in sports in an apparent reference to the ongoing debate about the inclusion of trans athletes in girls and women's athletics. Look.
Nice.
The reality is, biological men don't need to be competing against women. It's a pretty common sense idea. And she just put on X, protect young women in sports. We know exactly what she means. Mm-hmm. That's it. Then you have a transgender middle school athlete won a shot put competition in West Virginia last week as a slew of female competitors refused to throw and they walked off the pitch in protest.
Wow.
Becky Pepper Jackson, a 13-year-old boy who identifies as a girl, took first place at the Harrison County Championships on Thursday by a 3-foot margin, records show.
Oh, come on.
The eighth grader finished with a 32-foot, 9-inch throw, while the second place finisher, 29-foot, 6 inches. Most of the girls did attempt throws, but five brave girls protested the unfairness of a male invading their category by preparing like they were about to throw and then exiting the field.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good for them.
Yep. So,
come on. You go to a school, you know, line up your 13-year-olds, you put a dude in the middle of all the girls, and you're going to tell me he's not probably going to be stronger, faster. I mean, I'm proud that they did what they did. They're taking a stand, and that's good.
Here's another one. Public Library Illinois is going to host a pronoun seminar.
Oh, my God.
This is for children considering cross-dressing and sex change surgeries.
Children.
Yes.
Children.
Children, the key word there. The Wilmette Public Library and the Parent Teacher Organization at McKenzie Elementary School.
Elementary?
are co-hosting a seminar to teach children considering cross-dressing or sex change surgery how to lobby their fellow students to refer to them with different pronouns.
Wow.
Seminar will feature Dr. Courtney Wells. Lee Wells, co-authors of a kid's book about pronouns, an announcement from the library, describes Courtney and Lee as a married lesbian couple from Chicago who are committed to justice and inclusivity for their own and all kids.
Wow. So let's just mess up more kids besides your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Breitbart reported, a cultural shift has been occurring regarding the treatment of children identifying as transgender, with established institutions like England's National Health Service banning puberty blockers on minors. They base that decision to ban puberty blockers for children on there's not being enough evidence about the procedure's safety or clinical effectiveness. The UK government also endorsed the landmark decision, hailing it as being in the best interest of children. NHS England proposed a ban on the procedure in June and issued the definitive decision following a review from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. Yeah, this is a common sense thing. Mm-hmm. Children are not ready to make life-altering decisions. And when you pump them full of hormones perform surgeries on them, that absolutely is life-altering, no doubt about it. Gosh, there are so many things that a parent could go to jail for, delinquency of a minor. But yet, you could butcher these kids or fill them full of hormones that their body was never intended to handle.
Or you see scenarios where they go after the parent who's against such things being done to their child.
Hey, little doggy. Hey, little doggy, where are you going?
Yeah? A dog story?
No, it's like roping calves, man.
Oh!
I'm working my way into wrangling for gators.
Oh. Okay.
You showed me the video. Greg showed me the video a couple of minutes ago.
That's awesome.
And this dude was like wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
He took charge.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I know why. Did you know he was an MMA fighter?
He looks like one.
Yeah.
He handled that gator like one.
Yeah. Florida MMA fighter has gone viral on social media for wrestling an alligator disturbing a Jacksonville neighborhood. He did it with his bare hands and bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Dragich, who posts his wildlife and martial arts content as @bluecollar. Underline brawler on Instagram, had no tools on him when he went up against the 8-foot gator in the middle of the road. I didn't realize it was quite that large. But it's only like 6 foot with a long tail.
How long are the teeth?
A video captured from the incident shows a large crowd of neighbors watching in awe as Dragich expertly pounces on the reptile's back, clamps its jaw shut, and carries it out of the street.
That's great.
Yeah.
You got to look it up.
The gator was running toward the cops and a crowd of people. Everybody was screaming. Dragich, who is a licensed alligator trapper, don't try that at home, kids, said he was attending a hockey game with his family when the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office alerted the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission about the stray gator, leading to him being dispatched to the neighborhood. He says, I was only 5 minutes away. I literally left the game, caught the gator, and then went back and watched the rest of the game. Man, he made quick work of that, yeah. Huh?
His wife's like, honey, you smell like gator.
Yeah. Gator wrangling.
Yeah.
Ain't for everybody.
No.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
It's election interference by Biden.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.